Today on episode number 403 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find over there at schoolofpodcasting.com/403, we're going to talk about what makes you unique, what makes you you, and how you can bring your perspective to the microphone. Now, one of the things that makes me me is I had John F. Jackson as a father, and today's show is dedicated in loving memory to my dad, who passed away this last Saturday, April 5th.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very much for tuning in. If you are new to the show, look, we talk about all things podcasting. We have for many, many moons, whether it's planning your podcast, picking your gear, recording it, producing it, promoting it, monetizing it, all points in between, everything you need to start a successful podcast, you can find right over there at schoolofpodcasting.com. And I always like to start off the show with some sort of podcast success story or podcast news and things like that. Wait to hear this one, because I always tell people, well, you know, it takes a while to build that relationship with a podcast audience. But sometimes if you're doing something, we're going to talk about this today. When you do something cool, you're probably going to have somebody go, hey, I like that idea. And they're probably going to do a variation of your idea. And today, let's listen to Jonathan.
Hi, Dave. This is Jonathan Downham from the podcast Critical Care Practitioner at www.criticalcarepractitioner.co.uk.
Right.
A podcast about the new advanced nursing role in intensive care that started over here in the UK, aiming to connect all those involved in this new role. Because of my podcast, which is only 4 episodes old, I've been asked by another medical site to start a podcast for them, and I get paid. How cool is that?
How cool is that?
It's down to you, Daniel J. Lewis, Cliff Ravenscraft, and Pat Flynn. You guys put so much out there, and for that I thank you. I'm trying to give something back to my community too, and loving every minute of it. Love the British accent, Dave.
Right.
Keep up the good work. And once again, my podcast is The Critical Care Practitioner in iTunes or at www.criticalcarepractitioner.co.uk. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'll have to point my wife at that one. She's a nurse and probably would enjoy that. So very, very cool. But here again, more and more people are jumping into podcasting. They heard Jonathan's and went, you know what? We need one of those. And now he's getting paid. How cool is that? I love that. So if you want to start a podcast, we might as well do this here. That's what the School of Podcasting does. It walks you through the whole process from, like I said, from planning to promoting. We have step-by-step tutorials. It's all there, schoolofpodcasting.com. And use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER. Well, Jonathan had mentioned Daniel J. Lewis, and if you'd like to hear myself and Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity to Podcast and Ray Ortega from PodcasterStudio.com, you can find us over at Podcasters Roundtable. And we did another round on pet peeves. And again, you can find this over at PodcastersRoundtable.com. And one of my pet peeves is when people use the wrong tool for the job. I refer to this as painting with peanut butter.
Well, this one is, on one hand, I love people trying to be creative. Again, we're all trying to do this the best we can. But the whole, I call it painting with peanut butter, when somebody will see one tool and they'll try to use it to replace a tool with that's perfectly made for what you're doing. So recently there was a discussion on Google Plus about using Google Drive as a media host because they lowered their price and you can get 8 billion terabytes for a penny or whatever it was, something ridiculous. And instantly, the minute people said, yes, it's cheap, it was like this giant flood of people. I'm going to go now. And I was like, wait, stop. Hold on. Let's chill out a second. And there are other technical issues that you need. And help me with it. What is it? Streaming byte something?
Byte range.
You
need? Daniel's.
Byte range.
Yeah, byte range requests.
Yeah. And
this happens every week, though, Dave, right? Can I use Dropbox, Dave? Can I use archive.org?
I just helped somebody who's using, and there's nothing wrong with Tumblr, but she was using Tumblr, Feedburner, and Box.com, And just every time she turns around, something's breaking. And I was like, okay, let's get on Libsyn. You know, can we get you on a WordPress site? Let's just, you're using, she's painting with peanut butter and yet is frustrated because things aren't going smooth. And I'm just like, ugh, you're not using the right tool.
There you go. So you can find that over at podcastersroundtable.com. That was round number 27. And always grateful to Ray Ortega for having me on that show. It's a lot of fun. And I believe we're having one very soon with Gordon Firemark about the legal side of podcasting, which Daniel has done a series over at the Audacity to Podcast with Gordon before. And we're going to hit that again in a live setting, which is one of the cool things about the Podcasters Roundtable is we have a great chat room going on with that. So it's not so much a how-to podcast, but we talk about the issues around podcasting and things like that. Now, another podcast I was on is from John Biscal. It's called Online Marketing and Communications. You can find it at Jontus. That's J-O-N-T-U-S media.com. And I got to tell you, I think this is one of my, it sounds weird, it's one of my favorite interviews of me, if that makes any sense. It was a good interview because we talked about podcasting strictly from a marketing aspect. Not so much, we talked a little bit about gear, but a lot of it was like, how do you use it as a marketing tool?
But what am I going to podcast about? Because, you know, great photocopiers, that's not a great topic. I think the question that I'm asking here is, how do businesses find the right kind of content if the actual business model that they have, the business that they're in, isn't sexy or passionate or...
Right. I forget when it came out, and it might still be around. There's a company here in the States called Maytag. They make washers and dryers. And so... how do you make a podcast about washers and dryers? Well, you look at who buys washers and dryers. Well, typically it's families, people with lots of laundry to do. So they looked at that and said, okay, here's our target audience. What do they want to hear about? How can I help them? So they came out, I forget the name of the actual podcast, but the topics they covered were things like how to get your kids to brush their teeth longer, how to get stains out of, you know, certain shirts and things like that, or, different ways to protect your kids on the internet. So it was all kind of family oriented topics because that was their target audience. People that buy laundry or do laundry have families. And so they came up with, they identified who their target customer was and then said, okay, what are their pains? So they came up with things like, you know, protecting your kids on the internet, the topics I just mentioned. So in the case of a copy machine, you're like, okay, well, who buys those? Well, that would be the purchaser in a small business or a medium-sized business. So what are their pains? Well, it might be, you know, how to interview people better or how to be interviewed or how to increase your productivity or maybe the latest, greatest software that people are using that connects, by the way, to our copier and things like that. So find out what their pains are, and that starts with identifying who is your target audience. And then kind of going there and providing content that, again, is going to help them. It's going to inspire them. And, oh, by the way, today's show is brought to you by ABC Copier Company. If you want to know more about that, here's our website. So it keeps them coming back and get your brand in front of their name.
I think it's important that we remember that soap operas, you know, came about because the washing companies, the soap companies, realized that actually making... what do you call it, kitchen sink dramas, was a way of getting people's attention and entertaining them and, oh, by the way, reminding them of their washing products. I mean, the whole industry, a whole genre of entertainment came about through this kind of content marketing ultimately.
To me, it was just a great point. And I that's a podcast I'm subscribed to. Again, it's called Online Marketing and Communications. And John Biscal, B-U-S-C-A-L-L. Over at JONTUSmedia.com. Now, I'll have links to all this stuff. If you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/403, you can actually just have links to all this stuff and go listen to all those episodes. Got one more. This was from Engaging Life and Leadership. We were talking about how you can use podcasting in the case of maybe growing your church as well as marketing as well. But we talked about how you kind of want to keep things real. So here's a quick clip from that.
You are probably one of the most down-to-earth, quote, celebrities in the podcasting business I've dealt with. I mean, you are just a, you are right. You are just a normal, down to earth person. So anybody taking your school of podcasting would benefit just simply because it's just two guys talking type thing.
Well, that's it. When I record a podcast, I picture Ken Blanchard. I'll picture new you now that I've seen your face sitting across the desk from me, and I'm sitting down and I can't wait to tell my friend about this new stuff that's going on. And here's the new news in podcasting. And here's something I did that shot myself in the foot. So don't do this anymore. And whatever it is, but I always produce my podcast like there's one person listening. I try not to say things like, hey, you guys, and hey, if everybody would do this and things like that, because, you know, you're typically in somebody's ears when they're listening. Yeah, maybe it's in the car or thing like that, but it's a very intimate thing if you think about it. It's not like there's a listening party going on for the school of podcasting. So it is kind of one-on-one. And, you know, you make that connection, and that's the beauty of it.
And again, you can find that over at engaginglifeandleadership.com. And speaking of Darren and Anita, they were the first people to come through the new reformatted podcast review show. And here's a little promo for that.
Thicken up your skin and get ready for a supersized serving of opinion. Delivering constructive criticism and powerful praise, it's the Podcast Review Show.
Bring the phony or something or entertaining.
When I was listening to it, it's like, hey, donate to the show. And I'm like, whoa, I don't even know the show yet. Slow down there.
You sent me to your individual websites to find your books, where I then had to search again. So, you know, instead of sending me to your website where I then find your book, put links to your books right there.
The focus on the show was great. I love that about it. I thought the examples that you gave to back up each of the points that you made with each of the points on the lists were great. You gave fantastic examples, which really brought the points to life and showed that it wasn't just theory, that it was actually put to use. And I love the personal style, Anita, that you use when you tell your stories.
You don't have a lot of crutches. And the one I noticed was, we've talked about that before.
That was one that I brought up too, Dave. It was like, I haven't been here before. So the fact that we talked about it before kind of makes me feel left out, like I'm not part of the group. Remember that the audience doesn't have the list. They don't have the notes in front of them. Recap which list we're talking about.
Join in on the conversation via voicemail, email, comments, and polls. It's all at our website, podcastreviewshow.com.
There you go. And that was actually a lot of fun, because the cool thing is we had Darren and Anita live with us as we reviewed their show. So it's almost like a consulting call by the time you get done. If you want to get reviewed, go over to podcastreviewshow.com/review me.
Hi, this is Dr. Dave of the Shrink Wrap Radio Psychology Podcast at shrinkwrapradio.com. And class is in session with Dave Jackson of the School of Podcasting.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Dave. And right now I want to talk about identifying and embracing your uniqueness. We could even get cute and call this you, as in Y-O-U, uniqueness, right? And this is inspired by a voicemail I got a little while back from Fred Castaneda from strugglingentrepreneur.com. Now, Fred has been podcasting for about 7 years at this point. I helped him launch strugglingentrepreneur.com many moons ago. And I was talking about, as we often do here, John Lee Dumas, who does Entrepreneur on Fire. You can find him at eofire.com. And the fact that a lot of people are inspired by his success and then try to literally be John Lee Dumas. There are a lot of entrepreneur podcasts coming out almost on an hourly basis. And I wasn't poo-pooing the entrepreneur genre. I was poo-pooing the fact that people are not trying to be like John Lee Dumas. They were trying to be John Lee Dumas, as in they were ripping him off blatantly. And that's a shame, because everybody brings something to the microphone a little different. And so, for instance, and this is kind of weird, if you're new to the show, I'm not a big fan of talking about me. I try to bring content to you that helps you, but just here's a quick rundown. If you notice at my show, I say I've been podcasting since 2005. Now, why do I say that? Because not many people can say that. And it brings to the new person, wow, this person, I don't hear that too often, and this person probably knows what they're talking about because they haven't quit yet. So that's one thing about me. I've been told I have a good sense of humor. I'm sarcastic. At times, I'm a little wacky. I often say, give me 3 episodes, because the first one you might go, wow, this guy's a little weird, a little different. He's not quite so professional and sticks to the point and here's the news. No, I actually try to have a little fun. When I started teaching in a classroom, I used to call it edutainment. I tried to be educational and entertaining at the same time. Now, I've been doing that for over 20 years. Back in the day, I used to teach people how to surf the internet. Yeah, I've been doing it a while. That was before Google. And you just heard every person under 30 go, what does he mean before Google? I've built websites, still do. I do more podcasting now than web design. I'm a musician, so I've been involved in marketing pretty much since I was 15. Even when I've been in the training department, I get pulled into marketing meetings because I like to think outside the box. I think I have a good idea of identifying a target market and then how to reach them. I am an award-winning customer service representative. I worked for a company with about 350 employees, and I won Employee of the Year twice. That was kind of cool. I won a trip to the Bahamas because of that. I've traveled all over the U.S., actually made it over to the U.K. once. I was training people in the newspaper industry on how to use these giant scanners. Now, I've been married. I've been divorced. I spent myself into bankruptcy with my first wife trying to have a kid. I went back to school at the age of 42. I was poor growing up. I didn't know it at the time, but now I do. And I was raised in a Baptist church. And if you can't tell, I am obsessed with different dialects and voices and, you know, trying to sound like Sylvester Stallone. That's actually more of the guy on Caddyshack, which actually is the same thing when you think about it. The whole Bill Murray, you know, here he is. He's at Augusta, that whole thing going on. So those are some of the things that make me me. So I like to tell people that on this show, we explain all the technical stuff, hopefully without any geek speak, because that's my specialty. I've been helping people understand technology for many, many moons. Now, I want to play a couple clips for you from some friends of mine. This is from the audacitytopodcast.com, my buddy Daniel J. Lewis.
Thank you for joining me for the Audacity to Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and this is the award-winning how-to podcast where I teach you how to launch or improve your podcast for sharing your passions and finding success.
And I'm really hoping that Daniel doesn't get mad that I played a clip of his show. I'm sure he's not, because he's a friend of mine. Did you know that Daniel's like a black belt, purple, I don't know, multicolored, like what, he can kick my butt with his karate. Yeah. So don't, he's mild mannered, but he's like the Hulk. I'm pretty sure you don't want that guy to get mad. But notice the one thing he said there, award-winning. You know who else can say award-winning podcast? Not Cliff Ravenscraft. Nope. Even though he is the podcast answer man, and we'll be talking about him in a second. Not Ray Ortega, not Mike Dell, not me. I've been nominated. I think Ray's been nominated, I think. We've all been, yeah, Daniel's the only one that can wave a award at you. So consequently, he says that. Now, he's also got a background in graphic arts. He's been on the show before. He's now getting into programming and uber web design. And Daniel is very detail-oriented. In fact, we kind of poke fun at him from times because he is kind of the king of lists. Like, I'm pretty sure he's going to come out with an episode called 6 Ways to Make an Inspiring List for Your Podcast. And but here's the thing about those lists. They are super well thought out, and they create phenomenal, wow kind of content. It's a great show, theaudacitytopodcast.com. And that's why I like to hang out with Daniel. Birds of a feather flock together. Now, my buddy Ray Ortega over at podcasterstudio.com, who, by the way, has the best theme music of anybody, period. I always want to do like an Axl Rose. Like, listen to this. This is so awesome. It's like,
yeah. Welcome back inside the Podcaster Studio. I'm your host, professional podcast producer, Ray Ortega. Podcasting is my day job and my nighttime hobby.
There you go. Professional podcast producer. You know why he says that? Because he does that. His living is made by working for a company where he produces a podcast for them. That's pretty impressive. It sets him apart. Some other things about Ray. He has extensive video knowledge. He's all about the DSL camera. And so that is one thing that sets Ray apart. Now, we all talk about podcasting, but we all do things a little differently. Cliff Ravenscraft, the podcast answer man. He has an hour-long show. Now, Cliff has taken his show and expanded it beyond podcasting. Right, he talks about social media and Twitter and Facebook, and he talks about a lot of what's going on in his life. So it's a little broader range. And if you know Cliff, he's a really nice guy. And you kind of, the one thing Cliff really has going for him is, number one, he is the first person in the podcast about podcasting world that started making a living from his podcast. And his story continues to go on. He's like, we talked about soap operas with John on that podcast. Cliff is a living soap opera. It's fun to hear how his story is continuing to evolve. And I think that's half the reason why people tune into Cliff's show, is to see what he's up to. He has content about podcasting, but it's very, a very broad range of topics over at Cliff's. And you can find him at podcastanswerman.com. Super nice guy. Mike Dell does podcast help desk. And you're like, huh? Yeah. Here's the cool thing is, if you start out and you go to make your own show and you decide later, I thought this was going to be cool, but I want to tweak it, you can. Mike started off as podcast tech coach and recently just rebranded that show because Mike is one of the tech support people behind Blueberry.com. And he rebranded his show, Podcast Help Desk. You can find that at podcasthelpdesk.com. And Mike, I'm glad to have you back, buddy. I just found this particular podcast. It's from Scott Hertzdog. And it is over at podcastguru.com. And I need to correct myself, podcastingguru.com. Now, it's called Inside the Studio of the Podcaster. He's still doing something completely niche. And that is, he's looking at podcast gear, and that's it. Software, hardware, anything you're using in your studio to create your podcast, he wants to know about it. And he's actually got a form over there where you can be on his show, and I am going to be on his show shortly in the future. But that is, again, he's taking a topic and he's niching it down, or niching it, however you want to pronounce that. So there are ways that you can take your uniqueness, whatever it is, and bring it to the microphone, because we all have different parents, right, that make us have our personalities. We all have different experiences. We all are at different ages. We all have different job experience. You know, some of us went to college. Some of us, you know, not going to college didn't hurt Ashton Kutcher or Bill Gates, but it's different experiences, and all that makes you, you. And so sometimes you can take that and in some ways almost make your own niche. I mean, what if you're a dental hygienist, but really at night when you're not cleaning people's teeth, you just love social media. So you want to start a podcast about social media. Well, there are a lot of podcasts about social media. Why not take your dentistry, your hygienisty, if that's even a word, and make a podcast about how to use social media to promote your dental practice, because you speak both those languages. Kathy Kelly is a friend of mine. She's a member of the School of Podcasting. She does a podcast at specialmouse.com. Now, there are a gaggle, if that's even a there are a ton of Disney podcasts. And in Kathy's case, she has a son with autism, and that makes her very unique. I can't say I have a son with autism. I have a sister who has somewhat special needs, but not autism. And so her podcast, she loves Disney. That's her passion. That is her absolute passion. We're going to talk about passion here in a little bit, a little more. I have a great clip. It's a contest. So stay tuned, which sounds weird on a podcast. Don't hit next. Don't hit stop. We're going to talk about a contest here. But she loves Disney. She obviously loves her son. She's in a special circumstance that only she understands. So it's behind the scenes information. And so her podcast is called Special Mouse. And her tagline is, the magic is for everyone. And so here again, when people find that who also have children with special needs are like, oh my goodness. Right. So she's embracing her uniqueness. Steph is another client of mine. She does the Capturing Magic show. Now, this is where Steph took her love of Disney and her love of scrapbooking and put them together. Hence the show Capturing Magic. And so there might be something that you have, your passion, your hobbies. Can you combine them all into one podcast? Now, here's some things to think about. What are you talking about all the time that you just really can't seem to stop yourself from talking about? That more than likely is your passion. So think about that, and then think about, what do you bring to the table? You know, for me, I listened to my audience and they said, I like it because you're not so serious. You don't take yourself too serious. You're kind of fun to listen to. You're a little wacky at times. And I went, okay, because a lot of people are just strictly to the point. And I thought, well, let's take that. And without making it forced, right? I don't want to force wackiness, right? I don't want to get a bunch of sound effects and things like that. But what I don't do is I don't suppress anytime I want to do something outside the box. So keep that in mind. What do you bring to the table? What is your age? What is your perspective? What is your history? What is your experience? Who do you know? Who do you hang with? All these things make up you. And you want to take that passion then and come up with your podcast. Now, I do want to do a quick little contest here. Now, what it is this is a clip from a famous person talking about passion. We've talked about passion a lot on this show over the last 9 years. And what I want you to do is, if you can guess who this is, send an email with 403 contest in the subject line to dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. First person to get it gets a free month at the School of Podcasting. Again, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, 403 contest in the subject line, and tell me who this is.
People say you have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing, and it's totally true. And the reason is because it's so hard that if you don't, any rational person would give up. It's really hard, and you have to do it over a sustained period of time. So if you don't love it, if you're not having fun doing it, and you don't really love it, you're going to give up. And that's what happens to most people, actually. If you really look at the ones that ended up, you know, being successful, unquote, in the eyes of society, and the ones that didn't, oftentimes it's the ones that are successful loved what they did so they could persevere when it got really tough. And the ones that didn't love it quit because they're sane, right? Who would want to put up with this stuff if you don't love it? So it's a lot of hard work, and it's a lot of worrying constantly. And if you don't love it, you're going to fail. So you got to love it. You got to have passion.
You got to have passion. Again, I've always said, if you can't explain why, and let's talk about why. The reason you are podcasting will influence what you podcast about. If you're trying to be seen as an expert, you may come up with different topics, who somebody just wants to get the word out, things like that. There are different perspectives. And so you have to have that passion, though, because it is not easy. And we're going to talk about that in a second when we talk about what happens when somebody steals your format, which isn't fun, I should say, by the way. But I want to share, this is from a book called Beyond Powerful Radio. And speaking of stealing things, I saw somebody quote me because I said, there is no such thing as too long, only too boring. That is actually, it's a great line. That is from the book Beyond Powerful Radio. So lest we think I made that up. It's a great line, but I can't take credit for that. That is good old Valerie. What is her last name again? Valerie Geller, from the book, again, Beyond Powerful Radio. And I want to talk about how you can take facts and turn them your own way. So I'm going to read this from the book and just picture here how what you bring to the table and how maybe you can cover a topic a little differently. So here, a young woman had been arrested, tried, and jailed with a life sentence for murdering her father. She became pregnant while in prison and gave birth to a baby girl. The question now was, what will happen to that baby? Should the authorities let the mother keep her baby in the jail? Or should they take the child and give her to another family to raise? The woman's family wanted nothing to do with this innocent baby because, after all, the woman killed her own father. So her mother, who was his wife, had not forgiven the murdering daughter. Perhaps the people who run the jail ought to allow the baby to stay for a while until she reaches school age, then make a decision. And of course, the question is, well, who is the baby daddy? No one knows, and the woman won't say. This was a new situation for the jail, and everyone had an opinion as to what should happen. So several journalists went to work with this assignment. Take these facts and report the story, but find your own unique and creative way to tell it. Use your voice, your personality in the storytelling. So the results were, and again, think about this, okay? A woman in jail for killing her father, life sentence, never getting out, has a baby. We have no idea how or who. And now what do you do with the baby? So one reporter writing in Swahili introduced the story this way. The last immaculate conception happened 2,000 years ago. The latest was yesterday at the Nairobi jail. Okay, that's one spin of it. Another reporter, a woman in her early 20s, wrote the story from the imagined perspective of the baby. I do not know my father. I will never know my grandfather because my mother has killed him, and I may never see the light of day for I'm in a Nairobi jail. Different perspectives from the same fact. So we all have different perspectives, and so it's a shame when I see people blatantly steal other people's stuff. Now, what I mean by this is if we go back to the John Lee Dumas effect, I've heard people that have asked the question, literally, tell us a little bit about yourself because we want to get to know you. And I forget what the rest of it is, but John asked that question and always says, because we want to get to know you. And I'm always like, wow, they're not even trying to pretend that they're spinning it. This is just a blatant ripoff. So what do you do when someone steals your content? Now, can I be honest with you? I would love to say it doesn't bother me when somebody steals, oh, I don't know, my tagline, when somebody steals a bit, that it's just blatant that, wow, I know. Now, look, I don't own the podcasting. You know, I talk about all things podcasting, so that means nobody else can talk about podcasting? Absolutely not. But when you steal things that are directly, like, word for word for me, we talk about all things podcasting? Yeah, I'm kind of like, really? You couldn't come up with another? Yeah. So I would be dishonest if I didn't say that that kind of bothers me. But on the other hand, that's a little vague, right? I don't have a patent on thought. So here's a better way to think about this, right? Because in life, it's not really what happens to you. It's how do you react to what happens to you? So think about this. When the Beatles came on board, back in the day, right? When they arrived on the scene, everybody got their hair cut. They put on suits. Everybody tried to copy the Beatles. But let's face it, nobody came close to copying the Beatles. I saw it again in the 80s. I've talked about this with hair metal, all these ripoffs. If you talk to my wife or my stepdaughters, they will tell you about, I don't know, Louis Vuitton purses or something like that that are insanely expensive. But then you can always get a knockoff, and the knockoff is never as good. So on one hand, if somebody steals your stuff, yeah, that whole thing about what is it? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Okay, be flattered, because if you stink, nobody's going to copy you. Okay, that is a good way to think of it. That's a better way to think about it, because the other way has you focusing on somebody who's copying you. Now, let me give you a little history lesson. Back in the day, in the 80s, when Metallica, you've heard of Metallica, right? And with James Hetfield and Judas Priest back in the 80s ruled heavy metal. And, you know, towards the end of the 90s, Metallica came on the scene and everybody was like, whoa, this is new. How are these guys playing this fast? Oh my gosh, I've never heard anybody play the guitar this fast. This is ridiculous. And somehow Judas Priest wasn't confident in their own stuff. And the next album they came out, they sounded like Metallica, which isn't a bad thing. unless you're wanting to hear Judas Priest. If I wanted to hear Metallica, I'd go buy a Metallica album, but I didn't want to hear Judas Priest do a bad ripoff of Metallica. And literally that was the beginning of the end for Judas Priest. They eventually came back, but shortly thereafter the singer left because they lost their focus of doing what they do best. So don't worry what other people are doing. You just do what you do best. So keep doing what you do well. First of all, it comes naturally to you. For someone who's trying to be you, like I said, there are people that aren't trying to be like John Lee Dumas. They're trying to be John Lee Dumas. And it's not going to come easy. If we go back to my episode number 400, and if you missed that episode, go to schoolpodcasting.com/400. But I did a little makeshift play in the middle. And I put on some voices. And what's funny about this is the one guy was Binky, and he talked like this, man. And he was like that. And I had this whole thing where I read a really long paragraph going on and on. And first things first, this kills my voice to talk like this. And about halfway through the paragraph, I slowly and slowly started to sound more like me. And I couldn't stay in character. Because that's not me. It's a character. And when people try to be you, it's not going to come naturally. So, and remember, lots of people pod fade, better known as they just quit, because of the work involved. And you're going to find it easy to be you because, you're you. It's going to be a chore for them. So figure out what it is that makes you you. Figure out what in your background, in your thought, in your attitude, in your whatever it is that makes you you, bring that to the table. And don't worry what other people are doing. And in some cases, you can take something that somebody's making that's pretty cool and enhance it. If you listen to Daniel J. Lewis, he will tell you that when he started podcasting at theaudacitytopodcast.com, he would listen to other podcasts about podcasting and just say, I think I've got other things that they're not saying. I can bring something else to the table. So let's take that concept of, okay, I like this topic. Now I want to enhance it. And this is where planning your podcast comes into play, because it may not be super evident at first, but think about the light switch. How long has the light switch been around? But then somebody looked at it and went, what would be cool is if we could somehow dim the lights. So they created, for a while, they had those round dimmers that you would hit on the wall and the light would come on. You could turn the knob and it would dim the lights. Then somebody else went, ooh, that's kind of cool, but I missed the good old days of the switch. So they made a switch with a little slider next to it. And then somebody said, that's a pretty good idea, but what I want to do is have that switch glow in the dark. And so somebody added that. Then somebody else said, hey, I want to be able to turn off the lights from across the room. And of course, I don't know if this is an international thing. If you're from across the pond, you guys have the clapper. There's a thing in the U.S. called the clapper. And the commercial was clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off, the clapper. And can I tell you, I got one for Christmas and they're wonderful. Until the dog barks and all the lights go on and off. But it's a cool thing. But that was something, a way that they enhanced the concept of turning on and off the lights. Now they have these wireless switches that you put on the wall that look just like a light switch, but they control wirelessly an extension cord, for lack of a better phrase, or a plug that you put into the outlet. So whatever you plug into that outlet, you can then flip on and off without having to rewire your house. So it's the same concept that somebody has taken and maximized a potential in a different area. They've taken a unique slant at the exact same concept of how do I turn on and off the lights? So think about it. What are your best traits? My best trait is I can take hard to understand technical concepts and break them down, usually using analogies, to understand in a fun and entertaining fashion. So that's what I try to do here on the show. Likewise, identify what do you struggle with? And there are two ways to handle that. Either A, maybe you won't do that on your show, or B, in some cases, a podcast will be different because it's not the expert. You're turning in to hear about the journey of somebody through their knowledge of that subject. Now, when it comes to shaping your content, again, you have to start with your passion, whatever it is that you just talk about nonstop, then identify why do you want to podcast? And if it's because I want to be John Lee Dumas, because I want to be Leo Laporte, because I want to be Mark Maron, because I want to be Adam Carolla, you can be like them. You would like to be successful like them, but please quit trying to be them. So identify the why. And there are all sorts of ways to benefit from podcasting. You can be seen as an expert. You can promote your business, promote your products. You can make money through affiliate commissions. There are all sorts of benefits to podcasting. You can get a better understanding of your potential customers or your current customers. You can network with like-minded people. One of the things I love about podcasting is the fact that I do know Daniel J. Lewis, and I know Ray Ortega, and I know Jim Cullison, and I know all sorts of cool people. Ryan K. Parker, Ken Blanchard, Mike Dell, Rob Walsh, Todd Cochran, Rob Greenlee, all sorts of cool people that are passionate about the same thing that I am passionate about. So why do you want a podcast? What do you expect of your podcast, right? How are you going to know when it's successful? Because then you better have content that helps your audience. Well, number one, that's the second one. Let's go back before we get into that. Who is your audience? Who are you podcasting to? And what do you want them to do with the information that you provide them? Now, maybe you just want them to smile. Maybe you want them to feel good. Maybe for 20 minutes, you want them to forget that their life is caca a poo-poo. That's fine. It doesn't have to be about making money. But maybe you're trying to promote a product or a business, or maybe you're trying to transform somebody's life. Maybe you're trying to give them a new attitude by giving them new facts. So, but you have to identify who it is, because once you know who it is, then you can figure out, what do they want to hear? What do they want to watch? How can I move them? How can I entertain them? How can I educate them? And if you can mix up, here's the formula. Here's the secret sauce of really cool podcasting. Because you can either, there's somewhat of an educational aspect to it, right? How to, tips and tricks, things like that. I always say you can make people laugh, cry, think, groan, all that. But you can also entertain them and educate them. And when you can do both, when you can educate and inspire and motivate while you entertain them, ooh, that's a magic potion right there. That's I'm over at copyblogger.com in their authority classes, and that's one of the things they said that makes up great content. When you can do both, entertain while you educate and inspire and entertain, things like that, that's the secret sauce. Because in the end, it's all about bringing value to your audience. It's not enough to just let them hear your words. You want to bring things of value. You want them to walk away going, I'm glad I listened to that. I'm glad I watched that. And that's where your uniqueness should bring a unique value. Your uniqueness should bring a unique value. And you are who you are, and that's always going to bring a uniqueness. I mean, think about how many podcasts there are on Mac. And you, just by being you, are going to be unique. And think about this. Think about how many podcasts there are about Mac computers. Think about how much there are on technology. Think about how much there is on Christianity, on any kind of religion, on health and fitness. But every person brings a different slant. I'll give an example. My podcast, The Logical Weight Loss Podcast. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a trainer. I'm just a dude like you in the basement trying to lose some weight. That is my unique aspect. I'm not selling a book. I'm just finding things on the internet that I find interesting. I share them with you, and I share how, what is and what is not working in my journey. So that's an example of a show where I'm not an expert, and I'm sharing my journey along the way as I lose weight and then find it, and then lose weight and then find it, and then lose weight. So you can have a unique aspect to it. And again, I try to do that in a educational and entertaining and inspiring way. So it's great to be inspired by people. And again, so I'm not poo-pooing when I hear that there's yet another daily entrepreneur podcast. But realize one of the things that was unique about Entrepreneur on Fire was the fact that it was daily, a daily podcast. What insane person would do that? It's not that new anymore. So you've got to find something else to be unique. And that is where you need to dig into what makes you, you. Because you are special. You are different. Your experience makes you different. Your attitude makes you different. So bring that to the microphone. Don't try to be somebody that you're not. And speaking of hearing from your audience, I was playing with some noise reduction in Adobe Audition, and you can really kind of overdo it on this. These came in from the voice line, which is 888-563-3228. That number again, 888-563-3228, and that is courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. And if you really try to take out all the noise, it almost creates like this weird echo effect. Listen to this.
Hey Dave, this is Rich Grimshaw from richgrimshaw.com. I just finished listening to School of Podcasting episode number 402 with Jordan Harbinger. And before I start to listen to it again, I just had to call to let you know how great that episode was. I wanted to thank you for putting that together and letting the rest of the world hear it. You rock. Thanks.
Thank you, Rick. And hey, don't forget to mention your website if you got one, things like that. But here, there was almost like an echo effect to that. So you have to be careful with this. I kind of mix these down. You have to be very careful about mixing with your eyes, adjusting volume with your eyes. On the podcast review show, when I was reviewing Engaging Life and Leadership, if you looked at their audio file, it looked like Darren was a lot louder than Anita. But when you listen to it, I never had to put my hand on the volume knob. So sometimes it's best to mix with your ears, not with your eyes. Here's another one. This came in from, again, via the voicemail line. And don't forget to mention who you are in this case.
Hey, Dave. A lot of guys in the podcast space I'm in are using this thing called Thousand Mics. And I didn't know if you were aware of it, but they're doing call-in shows. For, you know, they've got the ability to do call-in shows and streaming audio. And I knew you were experimenting with that and thought maybe if you hadn't looked into it, that it may be something you could use. So it's 1,000 mics and it's 1,000 mics is the way to get to it. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much. And you didn't say who you were. So whoever you are, thank you. And so, yeah, that was me. I kind of hurriedly today put those together. But appreciate everybody calling in. And I looked at 1,000 mics. And this is one of those things. If you get a chance, go to 1,000. And it's M-I-K-E-S, like Mike Cole, right? 1,000mics.com. And their website is okay. It's very international. Like there were people broadcasting in Italian. There's all sorts of, you know, they have things on sports and science and things like that. From what I heard, it seems very blog talk radio-ish. And which again is what whoever called that in was talking about. If you're looking to do things with your phone, I've been using Uber Conference on Ask the Podcast Coach, which is every Saturday, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. If you're looking for some free podcast consulting, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/live. We're there every Saturday taking your phone calls. And I've been using Uber Conference, and for the most part, it's working okay. There are a couple things I wish I could fix about it, but it's okay, and it's free. Now, if you use the free version, you're people that are calling in have to put in a PIN. I spend a whopping $10 a month to have a PIN-less number, and it's basically like a conference line, so people can call in, and that has been working pretty well for me, and I do plan on moving that to a couple other different systems that I'm going to be playing with, but things kind of got put on the back burner this week. And I do appreciate you looking out for me. And again, if you want to check it out, it's over at 1000mikes, MIKES.com. The next piece of feedback comes from Christian Setla. And he says, "Hi, Dave. I've listened to a few of your school podcasting shows as well as a few of the Ask the Podcast Coach show, and I found both quite informative." Well, Christian, thank you so much. He says, "Just so you know, I tripped across Daniel's YouTube videos first, then Ray Ortega's show, including the roundtable, which pointed me to your school of podcasting as well as the coach show." So there you go. Appearing on other podcasts is helpful. So this is where it's handy to network with other like-minded, like-genred podcasts. And so there you go. "Even though I have subscribed to the Podcast Coach show, I found it difficult to search and find the dedicated website. Even after that, I still don't know exactly how to find your live show. I have no idea where it is or when, even after finally finding the AskThePodcastCoach.com. Perhaps you need to work more on your website, or perhaps it's a paid-only type access, in which case, never mind that it's hard to find, but I still think it should have been made clear. Neither the show notes in your mailbox or newsletter subscribe link seem to work on the AskThePodcastCoach.com site. I use Firefox and Linux, and most sites have no issues, but perhaps this is something that is causing my problems. I just thought I'd send you this way I send this your way as feedback. I could very well be the lone person in the universe that uses Firefox/Linux and goes to your site, in which case, never mind. I'd like to start a podcast, but then again, I'm really not good at continuing anything I start. I seem to love figuring out how to do things, but personally and professionally, but once I figure it out, it seems to become a meh kind of thing for me, and my attention and focus goes on to the next interesting thing. I have no idea how to break this habit. I'm almost 59, and still I can't focus on one single thing past the figured it out stage." Well, then I wouldn't say get into podcasting. But and he says, "Oops, I'm starting to waffle." So yeah. So Christian, thank you so much. And so I went over. So here's a point. We've talked about this in the past about handling feedback. And I said, your audience will let you know. That's proof. And so I went over to AskThePodcastCoach.com. And I signed up for the newsletter, and it worked brilliantly. I'm using MailChimp for that. I'm playing with MailChimp. And so I'm not sure, Christian, what's going on with that. But I apologize for that. I also put the other thing, I went back and listened. And almost at the beginning of every show of Ask the Podcast Coach, I announce we're at schoolofpodcasting.com/live. So granted, it doesn't say anywhere on the School of Podcasting. And it doesn't say anything about it on Ask the Podcast Coach, or at least it didn't. It does now. It has a link right there on AskThePodcastCoach.com/live to go there. So there's a button for that. So I appreciate you pointing that out to me that, hey, I couldn't find it. And I think in the future, I'm going to make Ask the Podcast Coach the brand. That website is going to promote that show. That's my live show that I do on Saturday. And kind of, it gets confusing when I say I'm School of Podcasting/live, but it's the Ask the Podcast Coach show. I'm just going to have everything AskThePodcastCoach.com for that show, and School of Podcasting for everything here. So thank you so much. And like I said, folks, people will let you know, good or bad, if you're having things. And in this case, I went over and went, does he have a point? I'm like, yeah, he does. It would be good on the Ask the Podcast Coach website to have a link pointing where to go for the live show. And I should also probably put in the sidebar that it's every Saturday at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, because that would be good to know, because when you show up, you might be thinking, oh, did I miss it? Or maybe I didn't miss it, or things of that nature. So let's wrap up what we talked about today. First of all, good ideas are going to get copied. We heard about Jonathan after 4 episodes. Somebody said, hey, can you make one of those for us? So good ideas are going to get copied. Now, don't obsess if somebody copies your idea. If you start a podcast about Fruit Loops and somebody else decides to make a breakfast cereal podcast. Is there a breakfast cereal podcast? I don't think so. But if you think about it, if somebody copies your idea, you're the originator. There are tons of musicians who want to be just like the Beatles, and nobody came close. So take your passion. Again, you got to have that passion And again, email me, Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com with the subject line 403 contest. If you want to guess on who said that about passion today, take your passion, take what is unique about you, your history, your experience, your personality, and spotlight that. Be inspired by other people's success. Copy their work ethic, but don't copy their content. Here's the bottom line on this. Your unique style will be bringing a unique value. So keep that in mind. And if you want more information about starting a podcast, I would love to help you. Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER. And that'll get you some money off on your first month at the School of Podcasting. Also, if you don't have a website yet, send me an email, again, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, with the subject phrase quick start. And how this works is if you don't have a website, I will send you a link that's an affiliate link for web hosting. You'll order your web hosting. Now, how I win on that is I earn a commission on that. Yay. Well, how do you win? Well, I'm going to go over. You'll send me an email with all your login information, and I will set up WordPress for you. I'll install all the plugins for you to get you going for podcasting. Now, you'll have a website there. You'll need to get your own graphics, and obviously you're going to be providing your unique value and your unique content. So you'll be providing that, but I've got links for people that will help you with your graphics. And you'll also then go, well, great, now I have a website. I don't know anything about WordPress. Great. You get a free month at the School of Podcasting. So you'll learn how to manage your website as well as how to plan your podcast and recording equipment. And how do you plug all this stuff in? How do you promote it? How do you get it into iTunes? It's all there. So if you're interested in that, just send me an email with the subject line quick start. It's a great way that we both win. I earn a commission. You get a website and free training for a month at the School of Podcasting. Now, if you already have a website, just go over and sign up for the School of Podcasting.com. Use the coupon code LISTENER. And I can't wait to see you on the inside. So thank you so much for tuning in. And until next week, I want to remind you that it's time to start living a life worth podcasting about. Because if there's one lesson I learned this week, life is short. And every day counts. Make it count. And so start living a life worth podcasting about. And we'll see you next week. Until then, class is dismissed. God bless. All right. Are you still here? Cool. I got to tell you, this is so bizarre. My dad passes away Saturday in the middle of the night, basically. And when he goes to call my dad's sister, my aunt, to let her know that he had passed, and we knew his cancer had returned, and he said, look, I'm done. I don't want any more treatment. So we knew this wasn't a big surprise. And so my brother goes to call my aunt, and she goes, I've been waiting for you to call. And my brother's like, oh? And she goes, yeah. And he's like, well, I need to let you know that dad has passed. And she goes, yeah, I know. I've been waiting for you to call. And he's like, well, okay, what? And she goes, yeah, he visited me last night. He touched me on the shoulder and said, hey, sis, I need to let you know I'm leaving. And I'm okay. I'm not in any pain anymore. And I'm paraphrasing. But basically, he was kind of like, hey, I'm just letting you know I'm checking out. And I'm okay. And it's okay. And so she knew. And it woke her up. This is the thing that gets really freaky. So it woke her up. So I guess it was a dream. But she said she swears she felt somebody touch her on the shoulder to kind of wake her up out of this. And she gets up, she looks at the clock, it's 3 a.m, and goes to the bathroom. And pretty much that's the time my dad passed. That's freaky. So yeah, it's weird that life has to continue on, but I know my dad's in a better place and he's not in any pain. And that's one of the cool things about having faith. Death is not the end. So, but I just wanted to share that with you, because usually when I hear stuff like that, I'm like, oh, that sounds made up. And I'm just saying it's not made up. It's pretty wild, but freaky.